trying to recycle more stuff. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. We've been hearing from a lot of you about the state of recycling in Michigan. People have written in to say that some cities have ended their recycling programs, or they've cut back on what they take. Meanwhile, businesses are also having problems.
Right now, there's not too many people who can recycle.
Francisco Colon is with Ventura Manufacturing in Zeeland.
I mean, everybody's charging you a lot of money if they come and pick up your recycling, you know.
And other businesses told us this, too. Companies are having to pay more to have their stuff recycled. Karen O'Brien is here to help us sort this all out. She's the executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Karen, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So can you tell us what's going on here? Why are we hearing all this stuff?
Yeah, so when we, you know, transform recyclable material into feedstock for manufacturing, that has a value on in the marketplace. And there are materials that have higher values than other materials. And we are seeing some challenges in the marketplace right now. The low price of oil makes recycling plastic more, it doesn't make it more costly, but it makes the competition between the virgin plastic and the recycled plastic, it makes the margins very slim. So it's in some cases, it's more expensive to incorporate a recycled commodity than it is a virgin commodity.
With the market prices the way they are now, what does this mean for the viability of recycling programs in the state?
It's tough. You know, because we are, you know, really beholden to the bottom line, it really takes businesses and communities who are committed to making this transition from a waste-based culture to a resource-based culture. And that's why I think it's really important for the state to take a role in helping to bridge the gap. We know that markets are volatile, but if we can really begin to develop better markets in Michigan for the kind of materials we're producing in Michigan, then we can really benefit ourselves in a multitude of ways.
And Michigan's recycling rate, it's estimated to be around 15% right now, and they say that's the lowest in the Great Lakes region.
Yes, that's correct.
And Governor Snyder, he set a goal to have the best recycling rate in the region by next year. How is that plan that he's put in place working?
It's taking longer than anybody could have anticipated. And it's taking longer because we've got some, you know, policies in place that really prefer disposal. You know, I truly believe, and many of my colleagues believe that, you know, it's truly better to get the most out of the resources that are already circulating in our economy. And how can we best do that? It doesn't serve Michigan well to bury those resources and then have them to be a liability on the state.
And because, like, the market is telling us that some things are more valuable than others, like aluminum is more valuable than glass or plastic right now, should we just focus on recycling those things and not the others?
I do think that there is an economic argument to be made for some and not others. But the challenge is it's difficult to turn the faucet on and off at a whim. It's really important that when you're communicating with the public or with businesses that you have a recycling program and that recycling program remains steady because the education effort is so difficult. It's really hard to let people know when and, you know, where they can recycle something, you know, especially if that changes over time.
Karen O'Brien is the executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.